Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Off Script. Podcast where typically you've got me and Allie talking to each other, but Allie's recorded for you previously and explained how hectic and crazy busy our lives are. I mean, last time I was in Dubai, but this time it's just been crazy. So I figured I would give a little life update. I don't know what Allie's going to do. I'm going to have her record a little bit and then I'll edit it together. So you'll at least hear both of us in this episode. It's just going to be a little bit different. Things have been crazy for me. I lost my job. And so a lot of my free time has been, I've been dog sitting and house sitting to kind of make up for the lack of income at the moment. And so that's pretty much why it's been hard for me to get time with Allie, because I just have to, a lot of the houses and dogs that I'm watching have needed me to be there 24/7 or barely be leaving. So it's just been tough to find any time, because usually when I'm free, Allie's got stuff going on and vice versa. So it's been hard. We haven't even been able to see each other just to hang out. So that sucks, but it could be worse, right? I just got back from Dubai. I can't complain too much. Also, I'm super butthurt about the strike, because I thought for sure by last week it would have been over. But instead, last week they had to take a break, the actors and the studios, because they were butting heads too much. And so they're going to start meeting again, I think this week or next week. So hopefully our fingers are crossed that we'll be able to start releasing content soon, because even though it's been crazy busy and me and Allie haven't been able to schedule time to record these mini-sodes for you guys, we have been able to record full episodes. So we're still producing that content. We just can't release it yet. Hopefully soon. I guess the other big update in my life is that Guild Wars just came out with their Halloween event. If you guys have been with us for the last year, you know how excited I was last year for this. I've already earned like 120 gold. So I'm feeling like this year is going to be a great year for Guild Wars stuff. I'm also really excited because I'm getting John to play with me and my friends Cassidy and Justin hopefully will play with me. So I'll have a nice group to do this Halloween event with. So I'm excited for that. I think it'll be fun. This is weird. I'm used to having someone to talk to. So I feel like I'm just talking at you and I feel like I'm boring you. But hopefully I'm not. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I can update you guys on. Oh, the weirdest part about this strike thing too is that it's basically completely messed up season three. Allie and I are now joking and calling this season 2.5, because in like 5 weeks we go on our Christmas break. And so we still haven't sat down and talked about what we're going to do about our content releasing, if we're going to just basically start season three instead of season four, or if we'll release it during our break, or what we're going to do. I'm kind of sad. You all know I put so much thought into how I schedule these seasons. And so like, it's going to break my heart when we start in January and you hear me talking about my birthday month. Like, that's not cool to Allie. Allie gets her birthday month, right? Wish us luck. If you have any ideas on how you would like content released, tell us. We would appreciate it. We also would really appreciate, we just want to be able to interact with you more. So if you're a constant listener and you're not following us on Facebook or Instagram, go ahead and give us a follow on it. I was going to say Facebook, on Instagram and Facebook, and chat with us. We would love that. That would make our day. Also, during this time when we can't release our regular content, you know what would help us a lot? If you went back and listened to some of our older content, if you go back and listen to your favorite episode, or like if you know someone who you think would love our podcast, share it with them. Let's grow our audience a little bit more. I know right now it's tough because a lot of our episodes are shorter, smaller, not our regular content. So if we've lost people, I'm sorry. I hope you've stuck with us, but understandable if not. Also, the other thing that would absolutely help is if you gave us a rating. Give us 5 stars, please. I mean, you can give us whatever kind of stars you want, but 5 stars would be awesome. Ratings help small podcasts like us get found by other people, so that would be super, super helpful. We've actually, in this last week, got 2 more followers on Spotify. And I'm like, what? Thank you, you too, if you're listening right now. Because it's kind of mind-blowing that we would still be getting followers during this time when we're not releasing regular content, as opposed to when we are releasing our regular content. So I appreciate it. I know Allie does too. Don't forget to visit our website, where we also have merch that you can buy. I haven't updated it in a little while, and I'm probably going to, especially with Halloween and Christmas coming up. How cool would it be to have a Halloween or Christmas, heck, even a Thanksgiving off-script shirt? How cool would that be? I think that would be super fun. Anyways, I feel like I'm just babbling on now so that we can give you a longer episode than like a 10-minute episode, but I feel like that's also just going to bore you. So I will let you go. Now you'll hear from Allie, see what she's up to and what she's doing.
Okay.
Okay, so go testing, testing, la, la, la.
Testing, testing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, everybody. You want to say hi?
No.
No? Okay. We are doing a, what is it? It's like a side-by-side mini-sode. It's like a Bree's in her space and I'm in my space, because we could not get together again to record this week because our lives are insane.
Now do it bigger.
What do you mean do it bigger?
I want to hear our
whole. Oh, I'll play ourselves when we're done recording first. We got to record our whole thing first.
No, make it, I hear.
I know you want to hear us. So I have Tyler with me today. You want to say hi?
Hi.
That was very loud. Hold on. So we just couldn't get together again. And since we didn't do a mini-sode for you last week, we really were trying to come up with a way so we could get you something this week. So it's probably not going to be super long, and who knows, but we wanted to get you something. And so we're just going to give an update on our lives. You want to say anything, Tyler?
Yeah, I play with my mommy and grandma and Bobo.
Yeah, Bobo. That's a new saying that I still have no idea what the heck it's about. Sorry if it's clunky. My kid is all on me. We were like, maybe he's watched the Seahawks because we have a player named Bobo. But no, that's not it. I don't know. Where did you come up with Bobo? Like, where did you hear it from?
I hear him at movie theater.
So you heard it from at the movie theater somewhere. Okay, anyways. So what is going on in my life? What? You can't put your face on the microphone. It doesn't work like that. Do you want to say something?
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Don't touch the microphone. You just got to say it.
There.
There? You can't move your mouth but not say anything. They can't see that. They can only hear what you say.
There.
There. Anyways, so we... what was I going to say? Sorry, a thing just popped up that said I have issues on my computer. That's great. Good to know. My brain is all over the place right now because I have a almost 4-year-old in my lap. Oh, gosh. Okay, so basically my kids have half days this week because conferences. And so, well, Tyler always has half day. But, so my life's been insane. And then, what? Okay, you want to say something? Go.
Mommy, can I play with my mommy?
You love playing with your mommy? Oh, I love playing with you too.
And I play with my grandma.
And grandma? Mm-hmm. That's so sweet.
Dang it.
And I know Bree's been super crazy busy. Are you done? You want to get down? And so we've just been trying to get together, but it's just not working out. We have scheduled recording to get some stuff done. But like Tyler's birthday is coming up and now it's spooky season. So we're trying to do, you know, fun, live our lives and do fun Halloween stuff and all that sort of stuff. But gosh, you guys, I can't even think. So hopefully you're entertained by me trying to mommy right now because my brain's not going anywhere. But I don't even know. I have no idea what Bree said in hers either. So like we could have very different or say the exact same things. So you not allowed over here if you're chewing. I already said no. Sit down. Oh my gosh, you guys. You have to go get Riley soon. I just have to figure out what to do. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so tired. This is going to not be entertaining podcast for you. I'm sorry. But, oh, update on the strike. I guess I was looking at that. I don't know. We got really excited and I think we jinxed ourselves because it doesn't look like it's going good. But then again, they are meeting again, I guess. And like this time George Clooney is involved and... y'all, I don't know what happens, but I really think this is going to be season 2.5, and we're going to be able to kick off all our new season 3 stuff in, I don't want to say January. That's so far away. I don't know what's going on. So, you guys. So, we'll have to figure it out. But just know we are... still recording for you. We have backlogs of podcasts for you and they're going to get to you. We're not calling it quits and we hope you guys don't call it quits on us either. So, yeah. Is there anything else you want to say, Tyler? Or you got food in your mouth?
Goodbye.
That's it? That's all you want to say?
I said goodbye.
I know, it was so cute. Aunt Brie and I, we usually go, bye. Do you want to say that? Ready? We can say it together. And this has been Off Script. Bye. No raspberries. Say bye. Nice.
Ben.
Bye.
Ben.
Okay, get out of here. See you guys. I really gave you no information on what's going on. So hopefully Brie did a better job than I did. All right, we'll see you. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find BookTales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For BookTales!